There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in at 855-453, 855-450-3733, or lrn.fm on Skype. That's our username, is lrn.fm. Oftentimes, Skype will sound a bit better, but it's up to you, certainly. My name's Mark.
And I'm Derek J.
855-450-FREE. You can call in and, well, you can talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Let's go right to the phones. We got Tom calling in from, looks like Louisiana. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, actually calling from Ankeny, Iowa here.
Is it just Ankeny, Iowa? Okay.
Ankeny, Iowa, yes, sir. Wanted to sort of interact with you maybe a little bit about the comments in the last segment there regarding public schools.
Sure.
I'm pretty libertarian, maybe slightly conservative, and I think, you know, up until a couple of years ago, I probably would have felt very similar to the way you felt regarding public schools, sort of, you know, waste of time, waste of money, very inefficient, very ineffective. Got married a couple of years ago, and actually my wife now teaches in the public schools. So I've gotten to see pretty up close and personal.
And I don't have a problem with somebody choosing to take a job in a public school. That's not what my concern is. My concern is people being forced in it. I think that there are many people who love what they do. Mm-hmm. They work very hard within the system. I hope that it doesn't sound like I'm vilifying teachers. If I have to vilify somebody, it's going to be the government for forcing us to pay for it and teachers unions for driving, being the driving force.
Yep. And I can understand that and appreciate that. The one part that you did sort of mention there was specifically parent involvement and how that might not be really the factor. The factor of a lack of literacy among the kids as they graduate is really coming from the schools themselves. So, you know, we're here in Iowa. It's not too crazy urban. We're not Chicago. We're not New York City. But my wife teaches in one of the more difficult school districts, and I can tell you for a fact the teachers there are really teaching their hearts out, but the problem is the lack of parent involvement. That's really where the breakdown is. Now, right around the same area, there are other school districts that are doing exceptionally well. Here in Ankeny, the schools are great. Over in West Des Moines, the schools are awesome. The difference there is really the parental involvement is really where it's at. You can throw a ton of money at the problem, but till the parents are on board and involved in the lives of their kids, you're not going to see any results. And that's really, in my mind, where the breakdown is.
You don't think better schools could fix that, though?
I think maybe running the school districts a little bit differently.
Oh, I'm not talking about school districts. I'm not talking about school districts. I'm talking about at the end of it, giving some kind of scholarship or means based thing or something like that. I mean, the charter schools seem to perform better than public schools, even when they give poor people who, one would assume, don't have great parental involvement. They, those kids' scores go up, mainly because they're broken up out of their neighborhood and mixed in with other kids that they've got, because that's really what it's all about, is mixing the kids up.
Exactly. And also, I think sometimes in those charter school situations, you have class sizes that are also a lot lower, which is also, in my mind, one of the biggest issues, too. The smaller the class size, the more on task everybody's going to be, the more control that teacher's going to have. But it really comes down to empowering.
I went to a private school, the best school in town where I lived, and our class sizes were between 20 and 25. And that's what class sizes are all over America today.
And they've been that way for a long time. Hey, Tom, how long is the school day where you live?
The school day runs from, I think, about 8:30 to, I would say, 3:30.
So the kids are in there for about 7-8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That sounds to me like more time than they get with their parents, most likely. So how can you blame the parents for not being involved enough when they're in school for more time than they spend with their parents?
Well, I tell you what, I'll keep my wife off the phone or you get an earful. But basically,
I bet the parents suck. I'm not going to claim the parents are great, but the parents are the way the parents are.
Yeah, correct. And the kids are with the school teacher plenty of time for them to learn how to read. Okay, so I'm not letting you off the hook saying, it's parent involvement.
No, and it's a combination of things. Here's what my wife, after teaching 2 years, this is her big takeaway. I took this job because I wanted to invest and be involved in kids and teach them, help them learn. But I've become basically a behavior management. I don't have control of the classroom. There's no discipline in the classroom. I can't keep control of them. So I'm just managing behavior all day. I'm a behavior manager. And the kids are coming here, a bunch of them.
That's a problem with the district. I mean, if you take 25 bullies, no teacher can deal with 25 bullies. Every teacher has to deal with one or two. And if you're able to take the bullies, mix them in, then you're going to have a better circumstance. Or you send the bullies to the bully school or whatever that might, you know, whatever that might be. Even punishment, like what might it be like for kids if they were told, you know what, you just can't come back. Until you can shape up your behavior, you're not allowed to come back because teachers can't do that.
That's my point. That would be an awesome thing. It would be great if the teachers could say that. Till you're ready to learn, you're not going to be in the class. But they can't. And my wife has a class where actually she has about 30 kids, and I'm sure she would say about 20 of them are really heavy on the behavioral side, and the other 10 have special education things. And so she is fighting the biggest uphill battle in
her
life.
She can't win that.
Absolutely no.
No one can win that.
Nope. And so
there's no way to win that. I mean, this is what they're being asked to do. The incentives for the system are all screwed up. Then we throw teachers in there, and then libertarians look like the ones that hate teachers because we're acknowledging that no one can win this.
We talked a little bit about
it's a very broken system.
We talked about consent earlier and the people who have to pay for these schools, but let's talk a little bit about the consent of the parents and the teacher and the student, because you just brought up, Tom, that the teacher doesn't have the ability to consent or not to the student being there. I mean, that is a travesty. The student doesn't have any say or consent in this situation, so of course it's going
to
fail.
So I want to apologize, Tom. I think you're right. I said that the school system as it exists today turns teachers into lazy bureaucrats. I should have said it turns them into demoralized bureaucrats. Because it's not.
Okay.
The results are similar, but the terminology is wrong, and I shouldn't have said it that way.
Yeah, and back to your original point there, really, regarding taxation. I'm buying a house in June, and we're looking at our taxes. They're going to be about $4,500. So paying through the nose for education, where we're at, we're going to get our
60%
money.
60% of that will be schools, right?
Yep. But so to your point, I mean, if you're homeschooling, I think the voucher system would be awesome. You have a voucher, and you can choose to send to the public school, to a charter school, to a private school. Whatever your option is, that's up to you. If you want to homeschool, like it sounds like you guys are really into that, awesome. That can be verified, and then you would essentially be paying yourself and investing that money in your kids' education as you teach them yourself if that wants to be your option.
I would send back every penny that wasn't part of the education portion of my property tax. I would either donate to the fire department or whatever I would do because I wouldn't want to take any money away from anyone else. Maybe I would send it to an education fund. I don't know what it would be, but I wouldn't be I'd be unwilling to take additional funds, but I certainly would be willing to take the funds to offset it. Tom, I do appreciate the call. Thank you. It was, so far, a really great call. Maybe best call of the night. Really awesome. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, you've got to I have to really pick my words properly on here. The microphone is a heavy burden to bear. You need to be right when you say it. And I said, I got heated and I said lazy bureaucrats, and I should have said demoralized bureaucrats because that's really much more.
Some of them are lazy.
Well, certainly they are.
The incentives are all there for them to be lazy.
And that's only demoralizes the demoralized ones even more.
Well, yes.
Let's go to Ralph calling in from Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, guys. Let me talk about the issue of police and the blacks, okay? In the wake of what's still the going story or development going on in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, now we have, the Justice Department investigating or probing into the policy and practices of the police department in there. Did they ever think that, the mayor of Maryland, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, is also worthy of being investigated for the conduct of inciting, provoking, the mayhem, the chaos, the looting, the burning, the lawlessness, and the criminality that went on down there. What we're looking at right now in this country, not only this, about the killing of police officer, the latest one being the one in Mississippi.
How did she incite the rioting?
Well, you know, give them space to destroy. What's the comment?
Thank you for the call, Ralph. 855.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is the good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I've found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Derek Day.
855-453. Have you heard about Bitcoins? Well, I think they're going to be the next wave in what currency is. I think they're going to be a foundation for the monetary system of the future. That's my call on it.
They're the bee's knees.
I think they're awesome, and they're very empowering to the customer and to the merchant. Not so empowering to the government or to big corporations. So if they're going to have a downfall, that would be the reason why. But they seem to be chugging along, and they're getting more and more popular. There's more transactions every day, at least every month. Probably not every single day is there a new transaction record. If you're interested in getting Bitcoins or Dogecoin or Dashcoin or Litecoin, you can do it from ExpressCoin.com. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or check by starting off at ExpressCoin.com. Doesn't matter if you're in the U.S. or Canada. They actually have an app, too. Use the coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL to get no fee at all on under up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency at ExpressCoin.com.
We didn't say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Oh, that's right. It is Mother's Day. You know, it snuck up on me today.
Snuck up on you? It's been on the calendar all year.
I've been talking about it.
That's right.
Selling Sherry's Berries.
Yes.
I just didn't really apply it to me in my life. We don't really do holidays at my house.
Yeah.
I have the excuse of being a Quaker, right? But honestly, the nobody else in my house.
What is that, like a Jehovah's Witness where you don't celebrate the other holidays?
Yeah, the idea is that why would you have one day to designate how much you love your wife or
party.
Your mother? Yeah, it's fine for party. I think that's the best reason for it. And I don't get all stuck on it either. We also don't really, my wife and I don't really buy gifts for each other.
Not even like little small things?
Oh. Generally not. If I do something, it's very special. My son went out and picked a bunch of dandelions and brought them in for his mother.
Isn't that cute?
It's much better than going to the store and buying crap and that sort of thing.
And she'll love it.
And
she'll put them in a vase and pretend that they're a bouquet.
She did. They were a bouquet. She made it. Like, it's awesome. I love dandelions. I don't know why people get all bent out of shape over them.
And you don't want them in your yard. So
show that your soil is healthy. They're beautiful and yellow, and then you can, there's an action toy that comes out of the end. You can grab that thing off and blow on it.
Yep.
I mean, dandelions are awesome. I don't know why people don't like them. We've got them all over our yard. Whenever my wife goes out to dig them up, she's a Yankee, so I don't really know that much. I'm from the South originally.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about dandelions, really.
I get rid of them. I was in the garden today getting rid of them.
Right. You're a Yankee, too. You're from Jersey.
Yeah.
And dandelions. I love them. I love them. I think they're really beautiful, and I like them a lot. We've got some other purple flowers that somebody probably thinks is a weed, too. I have no idea, but it's all over the place. And right now, our yard is full of flowers, yellow and purple. Who doesn't want that?
I want that. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Yep, happy Mother's Day. And, it's the moms that do it all. There's no relationship. I get to see this with my son. There is no relationship like that of mother and child because it's a really special relationship. There's just nothing. It can't be replicated. Mm. Certainly, there's no relationship like father and child or uncle and child or aunt and child.
They're all special, but they don't all get a holiday.
They're not mom. They're just not mom. When I was in prison for 8.5 years. And my mother came, is basically 3 times a month, maybe 2, but, there's nobody else was doing anything like that.
I'm sure there are exceptions, but when I see kids on the playground and they scrape their knee and the waterworks start flowing, it's, mom!
Oh, yeah. I try to, you have to be there as a father. You have to be there for those circumstances, too. I find that I'm always trying to sort of move him past the pain, and I wonder whether I should be doing that or not in that circumstance.
You mean like not acknowledging that he's
No, no, I give him a hug and wave, but then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll tell him a little joke or something like that.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, my dad always used to do that. I hit my head on some concrete one time, and he checked the concrete. He was like, you didn't hurt the floor, did you?
It's funny.
Yeah, and it made me laugh, and you move on, you know?
That is a good one. I would not have expected that. Yeah, and this, you know, in the case with Jack, I think it was this morning or maybe it was yesterday. I'm not sure what it was. I said, I'm going to tell you a secret. As he's, you know, he's crying. And he likes secrets right now, so he's really into secrets.
Yeah.
And I get down in his ear and I whisper, poop. And
oh, no, and he freaked out. He
no,
loved
no,
it.
He thought it was hilarious. I mean, that's a very funny thing to him.
Right.
That was pretty much it. Let's go to Bill calling in from Seattle. Actually, I'll wait for the board up here. Okay, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm What's calling in from Seattle, and I wanted to bring up an example of responsible drug use that might be interesting to the listeners.
Okay, responsible drug use. All right.
Yeah, in 1863 to 69, the Central Pacific hired thousands of Chinese to help build the Transcontinental Railroad.
Yep.
And they outcompeted the Europeans, mostly Irish, even though they smoked opium on Sundays, their day off.
Hmm. It's absolutely true. This is sort of the basis of the Yellow Man Laws. And
but what were the Irish doing every other day?
Yeah,
so, they were all competing against other drug users.
Well, they were drinking alcohol, and you could say that was one of the reasons they were so screwed up on Monday morning. But the fact is, the rest of the week. Huh?
He's just making Irish people jokes. I don't know whether every Irish person was drunk or not. They probably weren't wealthy enough to get drunk. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the idea is that it's all about dosage and frequency of use. If opium were legalized tomorrow morning, the vast majority of people are going to emulate the Chinese example. They're not going to run out and become morphine and heroin addicts. They're going to use
opium.
You think
more people would do it? Because, I mean, when we look at decriminalization in places like Portugal and even there's some level of decriminalization that's gone on in Amsterdam and Netherlands and that sort of thing. And usage seems to go down amongst, people that were doing it. Like Amsterdam will attract people who do heroin from other countries to come there because they know they're safe. So it's not the quantity of people that gets, but it's the usage of sort of the individual. It's like, yeah, you know, maybe it's not worth doing.
Well, smoking opium is another form of downsizing because you're taking a lot less. It's very difficult to become addicted to opium by smoking it. You have to smoke it like 10 to 14 days straight to become addicted. Now, how many of your closest friends are going to use opium in that way? They're going to use it on the weekends, and only on the weekends, like the Chinese.
Well, I don't know if that's a fair caveat. I've smoked opium, and I could see it becoming addictive pretty quickly. I don't advocate for drug use in general, but it is possible to use opium responsibly. I agree with the caller, but I would say it is highly addictive, so be careful.
Well, I think that you're discounting the brains of the American people. We do have, we're not stupid. Most of us never become alcoholics. Because even though that's the most addictive drug out there.
I don't know if it's the most addictive, but I think it has those properties.
Yeah, fair point.
Bill, I do appreciate it. Thanks so much. 855-450-FREE. What do you think would happen if they legalized drugs tomorrow? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live with Mark
and Derek J.
You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind. You know, it's called Free Talk Live for a reason, because you can call in and call, talk about what you want. 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about the Pocket Power Plus. Well, we have these devices that we carry around with us that need battery power, a lot of battery power. If you have a smartphone, that thing's dead by noon, in all likelihood. The Pocket Power Plus isn't just like every other battery that keeps your smartphone going. You can plug in your laptop. It has adapters for several different devices, including even, like, jumping your car.
Wow.
It's got jumper cables that are included with it. This is a powerful little device. Ian told me it's like lithium laminate technology. It's some kind of new technology in batteries that makes it better in some way or another. It lasts longer and has more oomph, as it were. you can tell I'm not an expert in this, but you know, my co-host Ian has investigated it thoroughly, and he is. But you can get a discount on it, because I know, like, you know, getting new technology, generally not the cheapest thing in the world. Pocket Power Plus, you can get it for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's us, PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. So PocketPowerPlus9.com and use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And avail yourself of this new battery technology. Derek J.,
sir.
I can't for the life of me remember what it was that you said you were, wanted to talk about. It's slipping my mind. What did you have?
Well, anti-government resistance now the beating heart of the GOP. At least that's what one man at the Seattle Times is saying.
Gee, Seattle Times, doesn't sound like a liberal rag trying to vilify all the Republicans. I just think it's hilarious when the
wait a minute, vilify? I saw this as a good thing.
Right. Well, I suspect I don't expect to hear that from this guy, but okay, maybe I'm just wrong. I'm one of the groups I'm in on Facebook. One of the little liberal hand wringers comes in and says, "Thug is the new N-word." You know what? Thug is not the new N-word. You know what the N-word is? The N-word, not thug. Thug doesn't have centuries of bile behind it. It doesn't mean, you know, you can't use it against everybody of a certain skin color to vilify them. Thug, if you don't want to be called a thug...
Thug could be different skin colors. It's not like thug is only black.
Right. Thug is... If you don't want to be called a thug, don't act like a thug, and you won't be called a thug.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole...
That goes for government workers, too.
Good point. Some folks thought it was inflammatory. Some said it was irresponsible. Others, absurd. Still others, disappointing. Those are some of the words affronted conservatives used in emails last month to describe my column on the 20th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. In it, I noted how Timothy McVeigh's act of domestic terrorism shed light on a movement of like-minded zealots motivated.
Okay. He thinks all Republicans want to blow up government buildings.
Hmm.
That's what his claim is.
20 years ago, this is Leonard Pitts Jr., for folks who want a little background on this guy, and apparently he published a pretty inflammatory article. But he's responding now. He says, 20 years ago, I wrote, the idea of anti-government resistance seemed confined to a lunatic fringe operating in the shadows.
That's because we didn't have the internet. We didn't see what the government was all about. We didn't have Ed Snowden revealing that these people were looking at everything we write and say.
Yeah, and the rest of the world sees it pretty differently. Americans, even with the internet, are still pretty shielded from reality.
This is why I thoroughly believe. I agree with Al Gore. There are two Americas. And there should be...
He said that?
Yeah, he did.
Regarding who are the two Americas?
Well, he wanted to bring them together, the left and the right.
Yeah, and no thanks.
Let's just let the two Americas have their two different governments.
No, we must unify them and make them hate each other.
The best I can come up with, besides creating basically two Washington, D.C.s with two sets of bureaucracies that people could sort of choose between, that would be kind of cool, though, wouldn't it, from a federal standpoint?
Yeah, it's almost like people have a freedom of association or something.
Yeah, they might have that. But why not, at the very least, minimize the power of the federal government, stop jamming more and more rules down people's throat by using this unconstitutional federal government, and let the states, say that way people can migrate to states that are better for them. I really think that this gentleman who lives in Seattle and really probably doesn't meet very many Republicans on a regular basis because they don't hang out in Seattle much.
No.
He deserves to have the liberal government he wants. He deserves that.
Sure. So 20 years ago, he said that anti-government resistance seemed lunatic fringe. 20 years later, he says, it's the mainstream, the beating heart of the Republican Party.
Please. The Republicans love government. They call into this show all the time talking about how they want things like more border patrol and let's attack this place or that place. Or
yeah, cops, more guns. It's never enough.
The
we
cops
need a bigger
are right
military.
About this or that. What the Republicans, look, Democrats love government bureaucrats. Republicans love government bureaucrats with guns. That's the only difference.
The article continues, and while certainly no responsible figure on the right advocates or condones what he did, speaking of Timothy McVeigh, it was just as certain that McVeigh's violent antipathy toward Washington, his conviction that America's government is America's enemy, has bound itself to the very DNA of modern conservatism. No, that's been around for a long time. I remember even before my time, I saw video of Ronald Reagan saying the 9 scariest words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Yeah, I think it's... I do think that it's gotten...
It's a long-standing tradition of conservatives to not trust the government.
But I think that people have a bigger voice now with the internet, and this, of course...
A bigger voice. Oh, they've got blogs. Big deal.
They can write things in blogs.
Oh, they've got YouTube.
And they can amplify their voice in a way that they just didn't have a decade ago or 2 decades ago.
We're talking about the President of the United States going in front of everybody and saying the people from the government here to help is a scary thing. I mean, what's more amplified than that?
Yeah, I don't know. Was he the government? Was he the president of the United States at the time he said it, or once he got into office? Because once he got in the office,
he is the government.
He wasn't particularly small government at that point.
Just in word, not deed. So it is.
Some would claim that it was the attempt on his life was attempted by some shadowy group, and he and Reagan fell into line. So there you go.
The article continues, depending on your religious outlook, a fortuitous coincidence or superfluous evidence of God's sense of humor, that a few days later comes news of conservatives accusing the federal government of trying to take over the state of Texas. It seems the four branches of the U.S. military are gearing up for Operation Jade Helm 15. That's interesting. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Sounds like a really weird
name. Conspiracy theorists talking about, oh, they're having this, this military exercise or that military exercise.
No, but I heard this one all over. It's a shame, but on a long drive, I was listening to a liberal radio talk show, and they were making fun of the conservatives who believed this, that basically it seems like the governor of Texas or one of the mayors of a large town. Okay. No, I don't know if it was. I don't think it was Rick Perry. It was one of the mayors of maybe Austin or something, was saying, well, I want to keep an eye on the military during this operation. If they're going to be in Texas, I want to make sure that they're not replacing our police force or taking over and taking people's guns, which, of course, Texans are afraid of and lots of people are afraid of. So I didn't think it was that crazy that we would want to keep an eye on what government agents with guns are doing, but apparently, the liberals thought this was laughable.
It maybe they were intending to do it, maybe they weren't, but I think that the governor, that's the right thing for the governor to say.
I agree, but he backpedaled on it and was all ashamed. So anyway, this Operation Jade Helm is what we're talking about. It's an 8-week training exercise across 7 states. And so the intention was so that American soldiers could, military could get practice in different terrain.
That's
but
right.
It's terrain in the U.S., which scares people.
Like, jeez, I would think you could get all the types of terrain in Texas.
Yeah.
Practically. Except for like snow and stuff. What do you think? Is anti-government sentiment now the heart and beating soul of the Republican Party? Are the parties too far broken to be brought together? 855, 453.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you're toting around your smart gizmo thing and you want to catch us on the run, you can tune in to our streams at m.freetalklive.com. That's our mobile thing. It's really just got the listening options there, but it's a great way to listen, and all the options are there. So it's m.freetalklive.com to, you know, log on and see what's going on our website there on your mobile device and listen that way. You probably should have it plugged in either to the Pocket Power Plus or your car or something like that, or your, you know, wherever your desk is, because, well, battery power on these devices, not so hot. Yeah, so go ahead. Apparently, anti-government sentiment is the claim here is by this columnist who's, you know, just hates Republicans, apparently. Is that somehow anti-government sentiment is the beating heart and soul of the Republican Party now?
Well, yeah, this is part of the divide and conquer of the liberals and conservatives. Like, they're laughing at each other. And
yeah, it's so much of that. And I really have to ask myself, if you're a liberal or progressive and you don't hate the government at this point, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, you're not paying attention.
Right. I mean, you know, like, the guy who promised you hope and change said that you were going to get a transparent government, and you got the least transparent government of our lifetimes.
Yeah, promised to close Guantanamo Bay, right? Got reelected anyway.
You are a fool.
Yeah.
I mean,
and a lot of people will say, well, he's not Bush. Well, no, he's much worse. I mean, if you support cannabis legalization,
Bush had the largest growth in the medical field by the government up to that point. So did Obama. What's the big difference?
Well, the biggest difference in my mind, when I think Obama's legacy, to me, it's going to be something different for everyone, but
the ACA.
To me, it's the raids of states where cannabis is legal that the feds continue to raid them. Places like Denver, Colorado, where it's famously legal to have cannabis, and the feds come in and intrude and take somebody's business away. I mean, what kind of certainty can you have in a business if the feds can just come in and take your property? I mean, and this is happening 8 times as much as it did under Bush, but no one talks about it. Yeah. So anyway, back to this article where right-wing conspiracy theorists online and on radio are claiming the exercise is actually a pretext for a federal takeover of the Lone Star State with, get this, abandoned Walmarts to be used for the processing of prisoners. Now, that is a heck of a stretch. Yeah.
So there's all this stuff about FEMA camps floating around. It's been going around for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I really wish I knew.
A lot of it's hearsay, though. I'd like to see some hard evidence.
They've had some videos of some places and that sort of. There certainly are.
That's not evidence, okay? No.
It's not. And I can't go for it because it's just been going on so long. And whoever you are with a conspiracy theory, who do you think you are to know what the government's doing? You're just somebody positing something.
Right.
One of the problems with the internet, and it's great the way we can disseminate information, is that you don't know who is disseminating the information. Okay, so we know that a certain percentage of the population are paranoid schizophrenics, right?
Sure.
And a certain percentage of the population are really great writers, right?
I'm seeing a Venn diagram of overlapping.
That's exactly it. Okay. There's going to be a certain percentage of the population on the internet who are both paranoid schizophrenics and really good writers.
Yeah.
And this is a problem. When you put a really good writer who's a paranoid schizophrenic out there, he sees a helicopter, he thinks it's the government coming after him. We've had people call like this, and you know, just because you have two facts doesn't mean that they're related.
Yeah, the thing is that I agree with these people that they're right to be distrustful of government agents. I mean, with the revelations that have come out from Edward Snowden of warrantless wiretapping, a collection of metadata, just wild collections of people's private information for seemingly no purpose whatsoever, they have a good reason to be distrustful. But you need to have evidence before you start making claims like there's a federal takeover happening and they're going to be using abandoned Walmarts as prisoner facilities.
The problem is that they, you know, essentially the evidence for this is the claims that came before it and the claims that
What's
came
that?
Before it. Well, just the claims. That's all. There's the
right,
FEMA
right.
Camps.
Oh, yeah. Some guy reported. Okay, well, show me the evidence.
It's
okay,
like
it's all right.
Trails. I mean, you keep hearing this crap over and over again. So far, nothing that looks like evidence is out there. Yes, there are some crisscrossing clouds in the sky. Not evidence.
So here's part of the problem. The article continues, nor is this being laughed off by conservatives in positions of authority, this theory here. To the contrary.
Well, that's the problem with having a democracy, Mr. Democrat. The problem with a democracy is you need to appeal to a large base. Mm. And if you don't, then you will not be in office any longer. If a large amount of Republicans are worried about whether or not the government is going to take them away to Walmarts and sell them into slavery or whatever the hell it is that they think is going to happen, then you as a Republican need to pander to that. If you do not pander to that, you will not be in office for very long. That's why democracy stinks. Here's the reason. Because half of the people on the planet are stupid. Right? Like an IQ, the average IQ is 100.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Frankly, I don't think 100 is particularly smart. So, I mean, and half the people are below that. Now, that's just one type of intelligence. There's lots of types of intelligence. But
sure.
When you ask the average person to make decisions as far as politicians, you have to say that making a decision as far as politicians go is also a form of intelligence.
Well, wait a minute.
Therefore, half of the population is going to be bad at that.
No, people are good at making decisions about which they have an incentive. So if I'm choosing a piece of electronic equipment, I'm going to shop around because I've got every incentive. I'm going to use that thing, and I have to spend my own money on it. The incentives are totally different when it comes to politics because people generally aren't invested in it. Sure, they have to cut a check to Uncle
Sam. Well,
they're
invested in what they're going to get, but they're not going to invest in what they're going to lose.
Right. Well, they're not going to spend hours researching all of the different candidates.
A lot of people do. They spend hours and hours trying to figure out which candidate, you know, months.
Okay, which do they spend more effort on? Which are you more incentivized to spend your time on, which is the most valuable asset that you've got, politicians or ice cream?
If you listen,
it's going to be ice cream.
If you listen to talk radio, there is going to be basically from now until the election in November 2016, you're going to hear about nothing but almost nothing. I mean, you're going to at least hear every day about the presidential run. Now, I understand the presidential run is the one that you have the least amount of control over because your vote is, you know, just a, I call it a tiny drop in the bucket. It's a drop in the ocean.
And I guarantee most Americans still know more about Cherry Garcia than they do Ted Cruz.
Cherries and chocolate.
That's right. So let's talk about Ted Cruz.
I'd rather have Cherry Garcia as the president than Ted Cruz.
Texas governor, you were wrong, it's Greg Abbott now, has ordered the State Guard to monitor the exercise to safeguard Texans' civil liberties.
Fine.
Boy, what a criminal, huh? He sounds terrible. Yeah. Well, like, why would a liberal have some problem with this? Okay, so he authorized the State Guard to monitor an exercise of the federal government in his state. Isn't that well within his right? And shouldn't we be watching what the governments do?
But what does monitor mean? I mean, does it mean...
He means watch them.
He'd take a look at the news every once in a while.
I don't know. Texas Rep. Louis Gohmert has asked the military to change the exercise. Senator... and presidential wannabe Ted Cruz said he checked with the Pentagon, and while he accepts that it has no plans to conquer Texas, how magnanimous of him.
It says, already has.
I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty.
Because the Obama administration, quote,
has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy.
Well, what a surprise. Republicans don't trust Democrats, and Democrats don't trust Republicans. I mean, I can't believe this guy makes a living writing a column, frankly.
Well, he says, forgive me if I don't spend a lot of space pointing out that this is stupid, though I can't resist asking. If the Navy, Army, Marines, and Air Force were indeed planning to take over Texas, just what does Governor Abbott think the State Guard would be able to do about it?
Well, it's a secret. This would be a secret takeover, and frankly, if Texas tried to resist, it would be the public sentiment that would drive the military off. So I would say that it would be the press corps that would do the most in this circumstance, get some video of whatever the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force are doing to take over Texas. If people are genuinely worried about this, a politician probably should respond to that worry.
There is, however, a more pressing observation to be made, Mark. After all, chances are good. You've never heard about any of this, and you hadn't.
I hadn't heard of it. 855 450 free. Go ahead.
The story hasn't garnered major headlines, and that, hearing of it now, you're not terribly surprised. There's more to this story.
855-450-3733. Do you think the government's trying to take over Texas? Do you think this is proof that Republicans are stupid? Whatever. 855-450-3733.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I've found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.